This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
He's Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. All right, Jeff, we've talked about a lot of things today. Chelsea Janes joined us from the Washington Post to talk a little bit of baseball, get us ready. It's hard to believe. Guardians open the season a week from today in Kansas City. They have five more games left during spring training. And then Daryl Ryder was on with us an hour ago. We got all fired up about the Dome, so we talked about that. If you want to listen to that or anybody's reaction in the last hour, you can listen to the last 72 hours. In fact, if you want to go to the Odyssey app and hit the rewind button to listen to anything we've been said here, 92.3 The Fan, knock yourself out with that. Or you can just listen to the Baskin and Phelps podcast, and that will have the Daryl Ryder interview. By the way, Daryl is sitting in tomorrow, too. So if you have more questions about the Dome or anything that's going on, give him a buzz tomorrow. Jeffrey.
Yes, Andy?
You have done a fantastic job enlightening us on this. Do you remember, Dan, during the pandemic when Jeff's not a big fan of hypothetical. Jeff is a big fan of fact. Is that fair? Can I say that?
Sure.
Okay. And so now we find ourselves in a hypothetical that Jeff has just thrown himself into.
It's information, Andy. Information.
What if Carson Wentz?
I want to be informed.
What if Carson Wentz is our next quarterback?
Well, I'm all for it.
Well, enlighten us.
In certain situations.
Enlighten us.
We will.
Baskin and Phelps present Getting to Know Carson Wentz.
I hear that groan.
I love the groan.
Every time I laugh.
We may have to borrow that and turn it into a drop.
And of course, Mary-Kate Cabot yesterday saying that Carson Wentz and Browns have mutual interest if Russell Wilson and blah, 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 blah. And we've been going over some things about Carson Wentz. I need you boys to pay attention to this one, okay? As opposed to everything else that I've done today in the show.
Dan, what's he talking about?
All right, Todd, what do you have?
Carson was the second pick in the 2016 NFL draft.
Who's this guy talking
about? Taken behind Jared Goff. And if you remember, the Browns had the second pick in that draft.
Yes,
remember?
I do. Remember, they were looking at Carson Wentz like crazy.
Oh, they were looking at Jared Goff?
They
were looking at Carson Wentz? He was the highest drafted FCS player ever at number two. But the Browns had that pick.
That's subdivision. That's your Youngstown State.
And they traded that pick to the Philadelphia Eagles for five draft choices.
Oh, no.
You know where this is going.
Tell me you didn't do what I think you did.
And Sashi Brown made that trade. Sashi Brown was the football ops guy at the time. So he traded the second pick. And then you got all these picks coming in. And then they traded all five of those picks. So the Browns never actually took anybody with the picks that they got from Carson Wentz. But they traded those guys.
But now we might get Carson Wentz. So in the end, we win.
Full circle.
And turned those five picks into, as close as I can narrow it all down, these football players.
Oh, can I just lay down under the desk?
By trading those five picks, they picked up more picks.
This is a list, Dan.
This could have been phenomenal.
So the
they got five picks for Carson Wentz.
The Browns got five picks
for Carson Wentz. They actually sent another pick with the second pick to Philadelphia.
Okay.
And then they got five picks.
Okay.
A couple of first rounders. Okay. One of them turned into Deshaun Watson, but the Browns didn't draft him.
Gotcha.
So they traded those five picks, picked up more picks, and as far as I can nail it, this is what they ended up with. You ready?
Okay, but this is not the what happened to those original five picks they
could have. This is what happened with the picks that the Browns got for those five picks, and then they ultimately ended up selecting people.
Okay.
Oh, there is the music. Okay.
This is
Chad Thomas.
We're missing Sarah McLaughlin.
Antonio Callaway. Corey Coleman. Sean Coleman. Be still my heart to Sean Kaiser. Cody Kessler. Spencer Drango. Derek Kindred. Ricardo Lewis, yet another wide receiver who couldn't play, who you picked up later. Jordan Payton. Dan, get ready for a change. Denzel Ward. And Jabril Peppers.
If anyone's seen Jabril, can you please throw him life jacket?
I feel like that one's like the mediocre one.
Yeah.
I feel like you get both for Jabril Peppers.
Jabril can play.
Oh, yeah, he's had a really nice career with the problem is Patriots.
Are you sure? Because last time I saw him, he was swimming in Lake Erie on the other side of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, because that's how far back he was playing in prevent defense.
Well, wow. And he's had some recent issues, too.
You want to ask Coach about that when we have him next?
No, that's the one thing. You know I love him. I just don't understand why Jabril Peppers was always 25 yards off the ball.
For trading that number two pick.
When he wants to tap out because he's tired, he's going to go up in the stands and sell beer.
For trading that number.
The problem was Coach put him in the stands in the dog pound.
I mean, you could have just drafted Carson Wentz.
Yeah.
And there's a good chance he'd still be your quarterback.
What?
Should we do a group sigh?
How many years ago was that draft?
He's only 32, Andy.
No, but what year was that draft?
2016.
2016. So that would have
been less than 10 years.
And how many quarterbacks have the Browns had for 8 years plus?
A few.
One more time.
Otto?
Without the slide whistle. For those five picks, they turned into Chad Thomas, Antonio Callaway, Corey Coleman. Sean Coleman, point. Deshaun Kaiser, point. Cody Kessler, point. Spencer Drango, point. Derek Kindred, point. Ricardo Lewis, point. Jordan Payton, point. Denzel Ward, and Jabril Peppers. I'll have trades that didn't work out for 300, Alex.
I don't know where to put the Jabril Peppers one.
Yeah, where does Jabril go?
I mean, how did you screw that up? With every one of those picks, except Denzel and probably Jabril.
I don't have a side deep enough for this one. And now, but the good part is you might
get... that trade could have made your franchise. You know?
Yeah.
Could have made your franchise.
But now we've reached the circle of life where we want to bring Carson Wentz back. And would that make everything right?
No, but you know what it would do? Here's the thing. I understand.
It lead to numbness. That might be the only thing right that comes out of it.
I understand that the guy his career has not gone the way he's wanted it to the last couple of years.
If the numbness lasts more than 9 years, see a doctor.
I honestly think he could come in, start at quarterback for this team, while you're developing somebody, and give you, along with Kenny Pickett, the opportunity to let somebody sit for a year or 2 years. You know, Andy, if you brought Carson Wentz in here.
Jeff, if you don't draft a quarterback at two, I'll agree with what you're saying about 2 years.
If you draft a quarterback at two, it's a different story. It is. But if you trade back up into the first round, if you draft a quarterback at two. And by the way, I don't think it's going to be Jackson Dart. I want it to be Jackson Dart. I don't think he's going to last. I keep seeing teams trading back up in mock drafts and getting Jackson Dart. Pittsburgh, the Giants.
I don't know why, but I absolutely see him wearing a Steelers uniform.
Well, my guess is he's not going to be on the board at 33. I mean, I've seen him taken even higher than that. My guess is Jalen Milroe will be on the board at 33.
Is it Jackson Dart who Mary Kay said she wanted to come back up and draft late in the first round? I think she said that this morning. Yeah.
So
after drafting Shedeur Sanders.
Jalen Milroe might take a year or two to develop. Might. Man, he can run the ball, though. If Carson Wentz is 32, what if you sign him to a three-year contract? Club option, you know,
for
whatever.
For the third year?
Yeah. Andy, I
what are you doing with Kenny Pickett?
You're going to give him a chance to compete with Carson Wentz, just what they told him. And guess what? If Kenny beats him out, great, then you trade Carson Wentz. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, here's the thing. Bring these guys in now. Let them go through the offseason program. The coaches will have a really good feel before they even get to training camp.
How much is Carson Wentz going to get if
not,
he comes here?
Not a
we
ton.
Don't have a lot of money to give him.
Not a ton, Andy. The guy's a free agent, and he hasn't played much 1.2 in the last
million?
2 years.
Well, supposedly, thanks to the restructure to Jack Conklin's contract, you're looking at close to $20 million, according to multiple reports.
Remember, in the last...
Now, they're not going to give Carson Wentz all of that, but alas, they do have it.
Oh, but wow. Nobody's banging down his door. In the last 2 years, he has started two games and played in five and has thrown 43 passes. I think he has some ability. I really do.
Sorry, $12 million. About $12
million. Yeah, it's like 20
something. My bad.
All
right. Dan, hit the little funny open again one more time.
Oh, because okay. Now he's calling for his own drops.
Well, okay. I'm going to go ahead and give you the one that I was going to give you next segment because
okay.
I think it adds to this conversation.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah.
Baskin and Phelps present Getting to Know Carson Wentz.
Here's why he still intrigues me, okay? And I know he's had some issues. In 2017, it was his second year in the league, Andy.
Mm-hmm.
He played in 13 games before he tore his ACL.
This was in what year?
It was his second, 2017.
17.
It was his second year in the NFL. He played in 13 games. He made the Pro Bowl. He was like second team all pro. He had 33 touchdown passes, 7 interceptions, threw for 3,300 yards, and the Eagles were 11-2 with him as their starting quarterback. And I'm going back and looking at some reports from those days, everybody was saying he was having an MVP caliber season. And then he tore his ACL, and Foles took over, and the Eagles won the Super Bowl. And then, if you recall, the Eagles kind of started to go south, and it ended up costing Doug Peterson his job. And I don't think you can blame it all on Carson Wentz. And I just think, had that guy not torn his ACL, imagine where his career would be. He probably would have been the MVP. Good chance that the Eagles still win the Super Bowl. Good chance he's the Super Bowl MVP. And who knows where he is. He was phenomenal that second year.
So I am a little intrigued by the thought of Carson Wentz and Kevin Stefanski together.
Well,
we've seen
Kevin do some decent work with not absolute top-tier quarterbacks.
Right. Except for Deshaun.
And that didn't work. Yeah, that didn't work.
I mean, again, I'm not as he...
I mean, Kevin was better with Flacco. He was better with Baker. You'd make the argument he was almost as good with Jameis, even though Jameis went 2-5. But they beat Baltimore and they beat Pittsburgh.
Yeah, we do seem to get, like, off-the-charts games every once in a while.
Yeah.
But it's almost like they need to buy into exactly what Kevin wants to do.
You know,
and I think, to be honest with you, I think Carson Wentz could be one of those guys.
If we combine...
I think Kenny Pickett could be one of those guys, too. I mean, I'm not trying to be...
Well, But if we combine some of those fun facts, what he did in 2017, Jim Schwartz could give them a clear-cut recommendation or a condemnation. And if they sign him, maybe Carmen Berg, Miss July of 1987 for Playboy from the same high school, comes to town. I mean, we could have something here.
Jeff, did we figure out if it was glue or staple?
Move along.
What the hell's going on out here?
Jeff has given me permission to move along. Congratulations, Northeast Ohio. You're all on the same bus as me. 216-474-0092. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about this. I know I have some folks that want to get back into that conversation. Maybe we will about the stadium, so hang on the line. And potential NFL rule changes. Straight ahead, Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Creighton up on Louisville, 49-34, getting ready for a big 1:30 tip-off. You know I'm excited. This is me against Dan at 1:30. You know that, right? Do you feel this way? Do you feel like this is you're taking it personal?
No.
Montana and Wisconsin?
No.
Pride of the Big Sky, 14-seed Grizzlies?
Not really.
You're not into it?
All right. I never really had a connection to Wisconsin basketball, football, anything like that.
Yeah. But your dad went there.
My dad went there, but...
You don't care about your father.
No offense,
I get it.
Offense to my poor father on this one, who knows a lot of stuff about a lot of things, but if I walked up to him and said, hey, Dad, when's Wisconsin playing? He'd go, I don't know.
Have you been to Camp Randall for a game?
No.
Never
gone to a game.
Can I tell you, look, you know, I know you like going to spring training. Go see one football game at Camp Randall. It's worth it.
Well, I would love to. The problem is I work for the Browns Radio Network, and I have to work every Sunday.
They play on Saturday, and sometimes the Browns play on Thursday.
Yeah, well, I'll get back in 14 minutes.
And then Browns have an off week.
It'll be great. Jeff already carries me through that show. Lord knows what it would sound like after that one.
You want me to give Luke Fickell a call for you? I'll give him a call.
Where is it, Dan?
Luke will be like,
there it is.
Luke will be like, who is this?
Old number, who dis?
Who dis? Exactly. Wait, you're the guy that didn't recognize me. You thought I was a guy named Wisniewski at one point after I lost all this weight when I played. That's what would happen to me. That'd be my.
Hey, I met Luke when he was an assistant coach at Akron.
You did, fantastic guy. And yeah, you know, the funny part is, if you're a wrestling fan, you would know him. How many people, like every time anyone ever talked to me about Luke, they would be like, "Man, did you ever see him wrestle in high school? Unbelievable!" And he was unbelievable in high school. I think he was at DeSales. Yeah, he was at Columbus DeSales. Anyway, that's not what I want to talk about. Let's continue on a little bit with this Carson Wentz conversation and what the Browns are doing. And then I want to get to the NFL rule changes here, too. I know we've been teasing it for about an hour now, so I want to get to that. Ed is on the road. Hi, Ed. How are you?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. So drive careful, my friend. What do you got for us?
Okay, two things. One, the Browns have taken one of the two quarterbacks at number two.
Ed predicts the Browns will take a quarterback at number two. You won't?
No, Myles Garrett says so. Because if he knows, he only came back, I believe, because they talked about the quarterback situation.
Yeah.
And he didn't like where it was going. So they must have told him, hey, here's what we're doing at quarterback. And so he's happy with that.
Combine that with the fact that he had no leverage and they offered him $40 million a year, and by golly, he's here.
It's amazing what that money will do for you.
Yeah, but he would have got that money anywhere.
No, he wouldn't have. He was under contract here for 2 more years.
He would have had to wait.
Then he could have been franchised.
Yeah, but if they traded him, he would have got the money. And, they could have, just kept him and not paid him and that. But, I mean, he seems happy.
Well, no, they would have had to pay him if he just wanted to go and say, oh, my pinky hurts. And
ow.
He'd be on the IR for pinky.
Oh.
Yeah.
He seems to think that he knows where they're going with quarterback, and he's happy with that. At least that's what he's saying.
So are you saying you think they're going to draft a quarterback based on what he said? Yes or no?
Well, because I think that's what they told him.
God, I and hope Shador can
play. That's why he's happy to be back.
Okay.
That was his whole beef of the offense and where it was going in that.
All right. Ed has a theory. We'll listen to your theory. Is that it, Ed? You got anything else?
Yeah. What if the owners, the Browns owners, said, okay, Cleveland, fine. We won't build the stadium, but they don't renew the lease in 28. Then what happens?
Exactly.
They'll be playing in their new practice facility in Berea.
Well, yeah, that's where it seems like Haslam have the leverage there. They say, fine, we'll stay here 3 more years, but what are you going to do when the lease runs out?
Get ready for the Columbus Browns, because then they can partner up with the Columbus Crew and sell it like crazy.
Yeah.
Why would they? The only time. Problem. Thank you, Ed. I'm not. What is that new stadium? Hold. If I were them, I'd talk to Ohio State.
Well, that's what I mean.
Well, no, I mean they've got their own stadium in Columbus, and it is gorgeous.
I know, but hey, you don't think you could slide down 71, put 60,000 in Ohio Stadium?
They put 100,000 in there.
Yeah,
they're
I know.
Any good?
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Lower.com field.
Just be careful here.
Well. Although that it's, but the reason the Crew is there is because of the Modell law, which is interesting.
What I'm saying is, you know, if you had two teams in the same city, you don't think you could sell the you know what out of that?
They could play it low. I mean,
if you buy this, we'll also throw in this. Here's this and this signage in this stadium, signage in that stadium.
They would. I mean, it's not like we didn't see the Chargers do the same thing, play in a professional soccer stadium. They only hold.
Andy, there's no need. There's Ohio Stadium. Go play there.
Yeah, but you own everything at lower.com with 20,000. That's my point. If you're the Haslams, would you go to Ohio Stadium and maybe get 40
yes.
or 50?
Yes.
Where
no,
you're
you'd
not...
get more than 40 or 50.
Okay, well, let's just say that, but you're not getting concessions. You're not getting parking. You're not getting anything. If you go to, like, Stadium, like, for those concessions, like, the people that come in, like, I can't remember, the rate is ridiculous. It's like 60, like, and again, I know it's ridiculous and I don't have the exact number, but I know if, like, you're a business and you're running one of the stands at Ohio Stadium, like, during a concert, Ohio State gets, like, an unbelievable cut of what you're making there. So, like, why would they want to do that when they could go to lower.com and get everything?
Because they negotiate a better deal with Ohio State and cater to 80,000 people.
No way. I just don't see it. If I were the Haslams, I would never do it.
Well, they'd make more money.
I don't think you're right.
I mean,
how much
are you going to buy a cola for, Andy?
Well, you would make that money back. I'd love to talk to some economic expert on this. Because Ohio State's give anything away.
Let's not move the team.
Well, I agree with you. Let's not move the team. We're on the same page for that.
We'll leave the economic expert to somebody else.
Yeah, I know on the surface when you look at it and you say, oh, look at this. What if the Browns played at Ohio Stadium? If I were the Haslams and I owned lower.com field and I got the concessions and I got rights to all the parking and all the other, those are all the reasons why they're having problems with the city of Cleveland. Not because of the concession, but the parking and all the ancillary things that happen around there too. All right, let's go through some of these NFL rule changes or potential NFL rule changes. Dan Menigan is the man when it comes to some of these NFL. You are like our, what is he? Jeff, you have him. Never mind. You're my Ed Hockley right now. Go ahead, Ed.
Am I Ed?
Yes.
Ed Hockley?
Yes. Look at those guns.
Do I have the guns?
I don't know if those are.
They're hidden under a sweatshirt.
Guns, yeah. Well, I didn't. They're more like BB guns.
Got water pistols right here, baby.
All right, what do you got? What are some of these potential NFL rule changes?
Well, these are somewhat interesting.
Okay.
And there are a bunch of them. Without going too in-depth on these, okay, so we'll just kind of give you the gloss over them a little bit.
All right.
The Lions have proposed a big change to the playoff seating. So instead of the main thing would be this. If you have the best regular season record, you're the higher seed.
Sure. Although you already are now, though, right?
Nope. Division championships.
But
wild card teams. Remember the Vikings?
The mix.
Vikings were in the wild card at 14-3.
Right.
Well, they wouldn't have been a wild card anymore.
But they didn't have the best record because they would have won the division.
But they had to be a wild card. they wouldn't have to be a wild card if they went 14-3 under the Lions' proposal.
Yeah, I agree with that. Don't you? Don't you think it should go by record? Does it matter?
I kind of do. But if you're not going to use the division, then do you play the teams in the division twice a year? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you're saying that maybe you get rid of the North?
You would still get into the playoffs based on winning the division. You just wouldn't be seeded as highly.
Oh, man. Do you think this will pass? I agree with this.
I think it will. I'll bet it will.
I don't disagree with what
that
was.
Was pitched before. Chargers did it last year, but it didn't really get much.
Okay, but let's just say the AFC North is the hardest division, and you end up
and you lose three games because you lose the each one of your opponents once.
Yeah, and let's just say, yeah. Although I don't know what three teams from that division make it out. I don't know.
So that's an interesting.
One. You're right. It would make the North meaningless and would make you say. Maybe we should rethink.
Not meaningless. If you won the division, you'd still get a playoff spot.
You get the spot, but you don't necessarily get the advantage of being...
That's one thing. Another one?
I think it's only because we've had bad teams have higher get home games when they shouldn't have. That's why I think that rule's in place.
The Green Bay Packers have some... It looks like they're going to push the push-tush, you know, that thing out of there.
Yeah.
And the rule would prevent players from pushing a teammate... who is, and here's the exact quote, lined up directly behind the snapper and receives the snap immediately at the snap. So in other words, if Jalen Hurts is under center, you couldn't go and push him. If he got a shotgun snap and immediately ran to the line of scrimmage, you could get behind him and push him.
Apparently. So, and also it would be legal that if you wanted to doesn't necessarily have to be the quarterback either. Say you want to do an end around. And you were the running back standing behind the wide receiver that was trying to come around the tight end?
Whoever it is, it's not the quarterback. It's anybody who would receive a direct snap from right under center. It's not the quarterback. It's whoever gets that.
So what would I'm throwing this out as a hypothetical. What happens if you're trying to do an end around and
if you take the snap under center, you cannot push that guy.
Okay.
So if he's under center, you can't directly go and push that guy. That's what the Packers are proposing.
Yeah, when we put this stuff out there, I always think about what the loophole would be. So can you work with me on this for a second? Just think about this. You're a tight end and you're on the other side. Okay.
Did you line up under center?
No. So that's what I'm saying. You have to direct. Well, what happens if the tight end is moving, comes in motion?
And lines up under center, you can't push him.
And then decides to run towards the other end. Can you push him there?
Andy?
Yes.
If he lines up under center, you can't push him.
No matter where he is on the line.
If he lines up under center, you can't push him. If he lines up under left tackle, you can push him, but he won't have the ball.
I know. Can you pound the table a little bit more? I'm here. My point is... that what if he
Oddly
picks
enough,
up the ball?
I've not seen a left center snap the ball lately.
No, but if you're a tight end and then you move in motion and go underneath the center and pick up the ball there and try to run towards the other side, towards the other tight end,
then you could pick.
Push him forward? That's my question.
I would assume so. If he gets the snap, goes to his left.
Okay. Thank you. I'm sorry I made you think. Sorry about that.
You're not making me think. The rule's pretty simple.
I don't think it is.
Lined up directly behind the snapper and receives the snap immediately at the snap.
Okay. You look at it your way, I'll look at it mine, and when we see somebody find the loophole in it, we'll figure it out. If it passes, that's the other thing.
Immediately at the snap. That's the key.
Couple more coming up here. 216-474-0092.
How do you know?
Because I'm going to make them up then if I have to. Tired of you, Phelps. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.